This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate, and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Good afternoon, you're on Joy 94.9, and this is The Escape Hour. Welcome, and today I'm here with the lovely Fiona Brooks.
Hello, Stefan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you, Fiona?
I'm really, really good. Listeners, you just have the two of us today because Mark, although he did come into the studio, looked a bit unwell, and he sent himself home because he's been studying frantically. So, Mark, thank you for the dumplings.
Yes,
my garlic
you very
breath
much.
Is like gone off the Richter scale. Thanks very much. And then, of course, the lovely Russ is in Hobart or Tasmania. Well, he's in Tasmania somewhere, and that usually involves Hobart. So, how are you, Stefan?
I'm very well, thank you. I've had a good week.
Yeah,
and,
you did.
Happy to be here. Yes,
it's always nice to come in here on a Saturday, isn't it?
It's absolutely lovely.
Tell me about your week. What did you discover? What's news?
Well, I've been looking into novelty coffees or remember a few weeks ago we talked about cricket milk, which is this grinded crickets. Where people make milk out of. It's really high in protein and really good for you, apparently. I don't know if I like the idea of it.
And you decided it was better than cockroach milk.
I take your point. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And all the different milk. And I've heard about this week broccoli latte.
So I did hear about the broccoli latte. Yep.
So apparently it's something that's been designed in partnership with the CSIRO, so it must be good for you. And there's a cafe in Mornington that serves this, and it does taste like broccoli with milk. So I'm not quite sure.
I think that when we were just chatting about this before, our guest, who you'll meet in a minute, was suggesting it was sort of like cream of broccoli soup. Maybe.
Yeah.
So without the herbs and spices.
Without the herb and without the coffee. It's just nothing really.
Well, I must admit, I've never had a turmeric latte. I've never had a blue algae latte.
I've certainly
never had a broccoli latte. I would just call them, they're not really lattes. They're just sort of hot drinks with froth on the top.
They are. And I guess it's a way of boosting your vegetable intake and good antioxidant, which is always good to have.
You can always just eat more broccoli. That's really simple. I eat broccoli a lot.
Munch on a broccoli head.
Yeah, well, you know, you just take it, you just chop it up, steam it. I sprinkle mine with a little tamari, and there is this toasted sesame oil, which is my favourite, and then sprinkle some chopped nuts on it, and it's delicious.
That sounds much better than the broccoli latte.
And if you want to add a little sweetener, you can put on some sultanas or raisins or something like that.
I think you might have to bring that in next week.
I wonder how much broccoli latte costs.
Oh, I didn't see that actually.
You know, I noticed that the price of almond milk has come down substantially.
So that because people are drinking more,
I think people are drinking more of it, and there's more varieties. I mean, a few years ago, I had an almond latte, and it cost me $7. I was like, "Well, that's an experiment. I won't try again." But the other day, I noticed that the cafe near me in South Melbourne is selling almond lattes with a locally made almond milk, not mass-produced milk, and it was only $4.
So it's better for the environment as well, locally made, because we don't use as much water to grow this.
I guess so. I mean, I haven't looked into. I mean, I think that almonds do have a lot less water usage than soy, for example. But like with every milk, there is always every nut milk, which is spelt with a Y. I'm not sure why.
Oh.
Nut milks. It's M-Y-L-K. Anyway, so with those particular products, there are always detractors because, you know, you have to get these. You have to, you know, bring the most of these nuts are not grown in Australia.
That's right,
they're very intense. There's a lot of processing involved. So
Well, yes, and but I guess it's balancing out the traditional milk, which requires quite a lot of resources as well to grow, and can a little bit of cruelty as well involve. So it's a little bit awesome. Some people will argue a lot of cruelty.
Just drink it black, everyone.
Yes.
That's one option.
It is one option.
And in other news this week, of course, just last night before I went to bed, I was doing the wrong thing by goofing off on my phone, which was gives me bad sleeps. But what was, of course, disturbing was the sudden passing of famous chef Anthony Bourdain, of which everyone is talking about, and the social media is filled to the brim with Anthony's vivacious life. And, you know, people are talking about when they met him, the impact that he's had on them. And, of course, it's worthy of some... I think that he's a much-quoted individual, and I'm going to bring up a couple of quotes here that I saw today that I really liked of his, which are particularly suitable, because as a chef, he was not just a chef, but he was a travelling chef. And
that's
he
right,
went around the world and educated, you know, mostly Americans, because his TV show was mostly seen in the US. He was describing, I mean, he was also fiercely anti-vegetarian. And he said, your body is not a temple. It's an amusement park. Enjoy the ride. Mm. That is a good thing to keep in mind, I think.
A good thing to keep
to
in mind.
Enjoy life. But another important thing, which I think is really relevant to our show about food and travel and the importance of both, he said, if I'm an advocate, it is to move. And as much as you can, as far as you can, as much as you can, across the ocean or simply across the river, walk in someone else's shoes or at least eat their food. It's a plus for everybody.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's very, very powerful.
Very salient words, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we try to do on the Escape Hour, is encourage people to think about travel, think about eating things that you haven't experienced before. Go to the source. I mean, we're so lucky here in Melbourne. We have such an enormous variety of food and different cuisines. It's great to have it here, but if you can get on a plane, I feel like I'm channeling Russ Masterson right now.
Yeah, get on a plane.
Call your travel agent, get on a plane, and get out of town.
Yes, and a load of tributes from a load of famous people. And one of the, on Twitter, Barack Obama retweeted a picture because they had Anthony Bourdain and Barack Obama had dinner, did food in a Vietnamese restaurant in Hanoi. And you can see this picture on Twitter of the two of them on the stool with a beer.
Yeah.
So it's quite... Yep. And there's other
I think I have seen that picture. Yeah, and, of course, the fun thing about beer in Vietnam is it's made fresh that day.
Oh.
Yeah, so beer hoi, I think it's called. So it's made fresh in the morning and it's available from around about 3 or 4 o'clock. All of the stools sort of pop out and people go to their local restaurant. All the restaurants sell it and it's pumped out of a vat. And when you walk into the restaurant, you go, beer hoi, apparently. Oh, I think that's what I did when I was there. Might have been might be worth the trip to Vietnam is to make sure you get some fresh beer.
Absolutely, sounds great.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this radiothon. This year, there's a new way to show your love. Grab a Joy Passionate Supporters Pack, complete with our 25-year T-shirt, commemorative pin and our bumper sticker. But hurry, there's only 250 tees available. Head to joy.org.au and click the Passionate Supporter button. Now, Joy, 25 years proud.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.